Up, what's up? Good morning, everyone, and welcome to season 9 of VPR Radio. We are in the building. DJ FMI, Kiana the Goddess, we are back, your favorite Libra duo.
Guys, I'm just going to start by saying I'm so happy to be back, and it's just, it's a good feeling. Like, you know, just getting ready to air, I was going to get my hair cut, and I was just explaining to, like, one of the new barbers there what I do and how, like, it brings a joy to my heart, and he was just like, yo, by the time I left that chair, he was like, yo, you really inspired me to really take my videography serious and take everything serious. And I'm just like, man, if I can't use this platform for that, then what am I here for? You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, I feel like we have the privilege, the honor, and, you know, it's our duty to use our platform to do something good.
Music Entrepreneurship Conference, MeCon. It was such a blast being there and meeting all these talented artists and different,
at, you know, Microsoft content. Office. Yeah, I mean, a Microsoft Garage. Microsoft. That was awesome. Let's bring this beauty all up in here with the hat. Yes. Saying homage to the Fashion Week, looking gorgeous. Always. Hi, Loria.
Hello. How are you?
We are fantastic. Thank you for joining us. You're looking beautiful.
Cheeks on, looking on fleek. They came in here with her skin looking all perfect. I'm like, I got to work with my skin. I'm about to clean my skin.
Chocolate skin just glowing.
I'm trying.
Cheekbones just cheeking. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I love it.
Eloria.
Tell us everything. Yeah, tell us everything, E.
Oh, my goodness. What would you like to know? First of all, thank you for having me. Thank you so much. And shout out to the Teddy Riley technical.
Teddy Riley technical. What?
Technical difficulties.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't even worry about it.
My first question for you.
Yeah.
Actually, before you hopped on, we were just talking about COVID and how, you know, how it's affecting people's mental. So how has COVID affected your business and your mental space? And where are you at now?
Well, COVID, the pandemic, let's see.
Sheesh.
So as you both already know, I work with my hands, you know, so that slowed business down. Therefore, I had to pivot and go virtual. So had to use the creative gifts that God instilled in me, and I still had to make it happen. However, my mental, it was a little weird because I have family like pretty much all across the globe. So it was hard not actually physically being there. There was about 8 deaths. Like, I lost both my grandmothers weeks apart. So it was a lot. It was a lot. So lots of therapy, meditation, prayer, and great community circles.
That's so important. Yeah. I mean, I love that you said meditation, prayer, because you have to get into yourself, right? That's where it's like those make or break moments, because when you're feeling darkness, I know for me, it's very easy to slip into. So I have to pull myself out of that. I got to stay positive, or I will be a negative individual. I will be one of those toxic individuals. Mm-hmm. I can be, and I don't want to be, and I will not be. So I control that.
Okay.
I love how I can be. I see you, Kiana.
She said she, at least, you know, kudos on your transparency, because, you know, I feel like we all can be given the situation. So, yeah. When I find myself going into that space, I kind of like withdraw from the world and kind of go in the hermit mode a little bit, and then like tap into that creativity, you know, circuit. So, yeah.
And let me ask you a question. Do you go into hermit mode so you don't infect anyone else with bad energy?
Absolutely. I don't think it's fair.
Agreed.
VPR, I'm trying to find out. If I could put all this positivity out and I could shine like her in her skin, I can't wait for these tips right now.
Okay.
You know, Kiana, I need all these men help tips, because girl, I'm sitting here working on something. So
you look amazing, FMI. But yes, please give tips to look even more amazing with phenomenal skin. Right.
Nah, you know what I mean? I'm always big for VPR, because when people come on here that are actually in your field and you could drop knowledge, because most men will sit there and be like, I brushed my hair yesterday, bro. And I put on lotion, and that's it for the whole week. You get what I'm saying? So work with me through that. You know, what are some tips that you could give to men as far as like skincare and grooming?
Okay, so skincare, first things first, no Dove soap, no black soap.
Okay. Whoa. All right, I gotta ask why. I thought the black soap was good. I use black toothpaste. I mean,
charcoal is good for the teeth, but black soap I feel is good for the body. I feel that it strips the skin of its natural oils. So, yes. I personally like to go with, you know, soaps with, for men, maybe with oatmeal or anything with tea tree, because you guys do shave and it's naturally healing, right? So the oatmeal is also slightly abrasive, so it'll exfoliate the dead skin. I'm a huge toner person, so I would say as a natural toner, you can use witch hazel. You can use, you know, I mean, organic witch hazel isn't amazing. Throw it in a little spray bottle, squirt, and
it's not expensive.
It really is.
And I got to tell you, partner, oatmeal soap and tea tree oil, I use both of those things religiously, because you said the black soap, I can't even use it on my body. It makes my skin so dry because my skin's dry. So oatmeal is good because it invigorates your skin, but it does strip off that, you know, like any layer of bad skin. It gets it off.
It's a natural exfoliant. So absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling fancy after you use your witch hazel, I would say good old aloe vera.
Okay.
Great after a shave. We put it on after we do our eyebrows. We do aloe.
And I'm like, how are we going to get rid of these stretch marks? You know what I'm saying? I've lost some weight. And if you're losing some weight, just please, we got to figure out these stretch mark problems. So how would I go about, you know, what are some tips for that also?
I would have to see them, because everyone has different skin. And I wouldn't want to just throw a regimen out there for stretch marks, because some people may be allergic to certain lightening products, or you know what I mean? So I would have to assess stretch marks. Okay. I can cover them, but
almost like summer is coming, Kiana, and you know what I mean? There's gonna be a summer where I have my skin out, all right? Because I'm just like, I'm tired of it.
You
know when the Jamaicans be like, skin up.
That's what we doing. So Aloria, on the same note, right, since we're talking about men's tips and their skin, can we have a few quick tips for women, and especially women on the go, just some like easy breezy makeup tips? Because what I love about the way that you do a face so flawlessly is that it doesn't look overly made. And I think that with the timing that we have as busy women, as entrepreneurs, as moms, we want to be able to just do it and look flawless and look great.
Yes.
Help us out, please.
Okay. So first and foremost, I love to start with, of course, a clean slate. After you wash, you exfoliate, you tone, then I'm a huge primer fan. So, you know, primer is like a shield that, you know, pretty much makes sure that your pores aren't like, you know, clogged up, because that causes, you know, the acne for some people like myself, because I do go through adult acne bouts and hormonal acne bouts. So I like to go as natural as possible. I'm a big mineral makeup fan. Believe it or not, Neutrogena, Bare Minerals, and MAC Minimal makeup is my absolute faves for every day. So I would go, and Laura Mercier. So I would go with a tinted moisturizer, concealer, a little mascara, maybe clear to tame your brows, lip gloss, and yeah, out the door.
Kiana.
Sounds like my regimen.
Kiana, that if that's your regimen, God bless y'all soul. I have to do all of this before stepping out. I hats off to you.
But when I tell you that's such a quick, it's such a it quick really regimen. I actually taught that. It's so funny that you said that. I taught that to my aunt as well, because she's like, you know, she does not like makeup. She's like, I don't want to do it. So I said, okay, you don't have to do it, right? You can put on a little light eye. You can throw on that tinted moisturizer that'll just awaken your skin.
Exactly.
And I love that you mentioned primer. Primer is a must, because if you guys, even if you don't have like acne issues, if you've ever watched makeup set into your pores,
oxidized,
that's missing primer. It looks so bad. And even if your skin isn't like pocky, it'll make your skin look that way because it's just settling into your pores. So that is great. And you can get so many great primers. You know, this is
absolutely,
you don't have to pay $500 to have your face looking gorgeous
and
every day.
Valentine's Day is coming. So I'm just like, guys, make sure y'all listening. Everyone that's tuning into VPR, make sure you follow.
Keep that skin clean, brothers, please. And clean that neck area.
And nobody want to come around with
that neck area.
Treat your women to a facial. Treat yourself to a facial.
Okay.
And you know, I'm big on skincare.
And some diamonds. Seals,
extractions. What did you say?
And some diamonds, Kiana.
And a massage.
I want to be wined and dined.
And shoe shopping. And
wine, dine, all of the above. We deserve it.
So, Gloria, tell me a little bit about how did you start your business? What made you want to go into this field and dive into that?
So,
Neglect your medical field, please.
Oh, I can't. So, I'm a hybrid by default. So, medical major first. I've been in the medical field. I'm not going to say how many years, but well over a decade because I'm only 28 again, and been in the medical field, worked in a lot of very interesting specialties that was kind of draining. So, I mean, draining, and then I'm an empath by, you know, so I have a heart. I'm not a medical professional that works for a check, but I actually work because I care, actually care. And working in the hematology and oncology.
I love that. Can you repeat that one more time? I feel like that should be our lesson for the day because, you know, we always want to drop a jewel here on VPR.
Yes.
Can you repeat that last part that you love to do? So please say it again.
Yeah, I'm working because I care, because I'm empathetic. You know, I'm a huge, I believe in the golden rule wholeheartedly. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you, because karma is real. And that could be your mother or your father in that bed.
Very real. You know, right.
In that office, getting that news. So, you know. So basically, I worked in the hematology and oncology sector and for a very, very long time at Weill Cornell. Shout out to Weill Cornell. And New York Hospital for many, many years. And I would literally walk into the office on a Monday, see multiple patients. I was like the gatekeeper. And then by Friday, I would have 15 to 20 charts that had expired on my desk. So the same people that I saw maybe earlier that week were all deceased.
We're gone. That's crazy.
By the end of the week. And this was week in, week out. In the labs, bone marrow transplant, and I needed a good balance.
How do you, all right, now explain that. How do you come home from that and like decompress? What's that process like? I just need to know that because dealing with death daily, weekly.
Right. It's heavy. So comedy, lots of laughter. And again, a great community circle. So one of my really, really good friends back in the day, she wanted to become a model. So I was pushing her. And she loved my makeup for whatever reason, because I was faith in it until I made it. She asked me to attend it was like a showcase. And shout out to Jay Nasdaq, because he has a lot to do with this story and my career.
Nice.
She, you know, I supported her, did her face for a showcase. The fashion coordinator loved her face.
Let me just clarify. Jay Nasdaq is Jason Swanson, by the way. For those that don't know him as Jay Nasdaq, come back in a day at entertainment.
Jason Swanson. So, you know, again, supporting a friend led to opening many doors. Like, I went in selflessly. I'm like, sis, I want to see you when I'm not going to charge you. She was a walking billboard. I didn't know where was going to be in the building, but I did the best that I could, and the rest was history. So I guess this is like destiny in a sense. And then Sally Mae is real. So
you see, it's like you found your purpose, you know what I mean? And that's a lot of people on their journey don't find it. And it sucks. You know what I mean? Some people get it earlier and later. I'm just glad, you know, we're in a place right now where you're on VPR and we're having that conversation right now.
And then here we are over a decade later, you know, lots of word of mouth, because, you know, this is not a flex, but maybe it is a life flex. I'm an OG before IG. So.
Exactly.
That Fair is a flex. The back. That's I'm a steal that too. Yeah.
An OG before IG. You better talk about it.
I mean, there was no social media. What was that? You know, it was just word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Good work, good character. And
that stays with you. Goes with you through all of your careers. I've found that no matter where you're working, you'll reconnect with people because so many things carry over, right?
You'll meet the people that are in it to win it, and they'll stick around. Mm-hmm. That means a lot, especially being in all of our industries.
Yes, this is the longevity for me. And again, I freelance for a very, very long time. I was kind of scared to do it full time because, you know, growing up with Caribbean and Hispanic parents, they kind of like deterred me, like, you know, well,
I know I'm Belizean, so I know. Don't do this. Don't run from credit. Don't do this. I'm just like, but that's where actually wealth relies, if you learned how to use it and leverage it.
Right. You know,
cash, so there was a lot of that. And now they're like, oh my goodness, Ellori was featured in Vogue. Oh my goodness, Ellori was featured in, you know, Essence and all these publications. I mean, it was a slow grind. I didn't, you know, arrive overnight. However, again, I always loved fashion. Fashion was my thing. Beauty was secondary. And I guess, again, it was destiny. You know, it was meant to be. I tried to retire my brushes a gazillion times. And fortunately, the phone kept ringing. So I said, you know what? This must be a sign for the 10th
business is calling. You better be there.
Because I've questioned my artistry. And, you know, when you're young, you kind of compare yourself to other artists and things like that. But then I've had the artists that I would look up to and compare myself to actually want to book me. So I was like, well, maybe this, you know, this might be a thing. And here we are.
So I have a question about that. How have you been able to refrain from, like, falling into imposter syndrome? Because like you said, you had, you know, that questioning of your worth, like, can I get there? Do I belong here? You said fake it till you make it earlier, but you would never
faith it, girl.
You're natural. Oh, faith it. Okay. Right, exactly.
All right, I missed that too.
Yeah. Because your faith and your works, right? Because your creativity and your craft, it's undeniable, right? Thank and you. It's natural. It's definitely, ingrained into you. So I think that, yes, your destiny comes together when you really start living in your heart space.
Correct. You know? Correct. And, you know, I come from a place of serving. I'm not in it for the money, because Jason can tell you, I would literally show up to the showcase with scrubs on straight from the hospital. Scrubs, you know, my brushes. There was one time where I had absolutely nothing. Jason called me on the fly. And I literally went to like Bloomingdale's and Macy's and spent, God knows, I opened the card up. I was like, listen, I need stuff. I need outfits. I need on the fly. I was very determined. I didn't know. I mean, there was no mentorship. There was no blueprint. But I was like, you know what? I have to trust the process. If the door's open, I'm going to run through it. And
okay. Run through it. Not walk. Run. Run, yell, run.
But it's true, you know, and just I met you personally, and I can't wait to refer you to some of the people that are showing up on my Instagram right now saying we're loving what you're saying.
Oh, you're
from a Caribbean background. I'm looking at them while you're talking. I'm just like,
Because I know that you're booked and busy. New York Fashion Week, we're kicking it off, and I know you have some work to do.
Yeah,
so I want you to tell us everything you do really quickly, so that women that, you know, you want to get your face beat, absolutely, but there's so much more to you. And then tell us what you're working on, and then we're going to let you go hit New York Fashion Week, and then we'll see you next week at T Money's show.
Fashion Week? Let's get to it, though, because I'm excited.
Yes. So a few things that I'm working on now. Skincare, definitely working on skin branding, skincare. A fragrance.
Yes.
A fragrance. Okay.
I can't wait to smell it.
Yeah, I can't wait to add it to your basket.
And it's unisex, so
okay. Yeah. Here we go. So I'm talking about, even if it wasn't, I was gonna purchase it though.
Okay.
Yeah. So unisex skincare, fragrance. I am also I would say contracted now because of COVID, but I am a program director for a medical weight loss center. So my tagline was always "Beat the face, snatch the waist" for many, many years.
Yes.
Hey, lit.
but then other ethnic groups will be like, "Well, beat the face. You know, are you a boxer? Like, right. you know,
what does that mean?"
I'm going to have to water it down. Why can't it just be good?
So basically, customizing weight loss plans for individuals that are struggling, especially with the hormonal weight, going through different changes. It's customized. It's clinical grade. So it's not like, and this is no shade to the MLMs, but this is actual, you come into an office on Fifth Avenue, you sit with a doctor, we go through your, you know, just everything from top to bottom. You're like, okay, where are you standing with your weight? Where are you standing with your health? Do you have any pre-existing conditions? Super thorough assessment, customize a plan, walk you through. So I'm like the personal wellness concierge. So I'm basically, you know, holding my clients' hands from start to finish.
And that's what I like. You know what I mean? I want an experience if I go for anything like that. You know what I'm saying? VPR, wine and dine me. That's what
I say. And I think especially for a woman, right? Because we can be so neglectful of our own self-care.
Yes.
It really starts from the inside. So when you start to feel better about yourself, you start to just naturally reflect that glow. And I love that you cover the whole gambit, right? Like a woman can come into your office feeling very just dissatisfied and insecure and say, these 10 pounds, I can't lose these 10 pounds. And my skin is, you know, I'm always getting breakouts. And you can fix that. And then you can style her and put on this makeup and she can feel radiant. But it's starting in here. Like it's not just hit. You know, like, okay, I put some makeup on and I look good, but I still feel bad. I don't even like this dress. I feel insecure in it. You know, you're building that confidence. And that for me is like the most integral part. And for men as well.
And because for men as well.
Men are just as neglectful, if not even more. So,
yeah, see how we act when we get out here. Yeah, honestly, you know, look at what I was saying earlier, just touching back to when I see bars of soap, I'm just like, all right, Doves, because that's what I see on TV.
No more Dove, no more black soap, partner.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Black soap. This has to be healthy.
I'm here for guidance, completely.
I'm here for it. It's a new year. I'm trying to make sure, you know, I bless my spirit and bless my vibes and everything like that. And I definitely want to work with you. So that'll be awesome. Yeah.
Looking forward to it. And last year, I've incorporated a few more things. So a few certifications during the pandemic that I, thank you. That I actually obtained. So I'm officially doing mobile teeth whitening.
Yeah.
Let's go. I need that in my life.
Yeah. So in office, out of office, mobile teeth whitening. There's yoni steaming because I'm beauty and wellness. There's the other type of steaming we'll talk about offline. Became a micropigmentologist.
Right. Tell us what that is exactly.
So that's medical grade camouflage. So let's say you, DJ FMI, you mentioned your stretch marks. So instead of, you know, having them removed surgically, I can cover them up. So it's basically like permanent makeup for stretch marks and scars things of that nature.
And I'm like, my stretch marks are on my shoulder from working out, but I'm like, I'm gonna need to get them right. So, you know, I'll definitely, I'm hyped that there's actually options. Cause for me, my grandmother, cocoa butter.
I personally love good stretch marks here on a man because you know he's been working out and those shoulders and arms have been expanding. I'm never mad at it, partner.
You see what I'm saying? We're going to see what you work with right now.
Sometimes the steroids do you so fast that there's no stretch marks. Like, you woke up and it popped out.
Y'all felt like Spider-Man. I think I bit by the spider. I woke up.
That is hilarious.
But you continue, Loria.
That is hilarious. So yeah, so there's that. And then I also do virtual one-on-one consultations for either the wellness sector or the beauty.
Love it.
You know, guys, yeah, she really does cover the whole gamma of all of this. Like, from you had me at the teeth whitening. I thought it was okay. You had me at teeth right now. I'm like, all right, I can get my dentures
right. Right, partner.
Is that that one third Jamaican coming out? Yeah.
Where can they all find you at? I want to make sure everybody on all of these live streams can find you on Instagram, YouTube. So tell them where they can find you at.
The handle is the same all across the board, at Eloria Michelle for IG, Eloria Michelle Beauty and Wellness Concierge on Facebook, YouTube, and EloriaMichelle.com.
There you go.
Easy breezy. She's branded very cohesively. I would love if before you run out, you leave us. We always leave with a positive thought. I would love you to leave us with the thought of the day.
Ah, the thought of the day is my personal quote. Start living and stop existing.
Yes.
I felt
start that. Living. Like stop that. Existing.
Stop existing. Every day is not Groundhog Day. You know, take a moment to breathe, to be present. I have been guilty of it. Many a times. Yes. I mean, even on dates, you know, thinking about
your mind is somewhere else. Right.
Yeah, I'm a forward thinker. Right. You know, I found myself overthinking right before a massage at a spa. And I'm like,
no. That's not where I need to be. Yeah. Same here. You know, my rising moon is in Cancer. So I get it. You see, I'm surrounded by y'all, right?
And CBD oil.
Yes.
If it works, it works. And I love it. Guys, here first on the VPR's first episode with Deloria. Thank you for coming. I love
thank
it.
You and
I'm
hopefully thank you so
everyone
much.
Here.
Check out love your you. I love you to life.
Love you guys. So thank you. And you know, I'm off to switch gears, put my other hat on.
That's right.
It is officially New York Fashion Week.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Can't wait to turn up.
And guys, we will be covering it live at actually Team Money's event that is going on. And I'm going to give you more information upon that when we get off VPR. And we're going to go live there too.
Yes. Love you for watching, guys. We will be back next week. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us for our first live show of 2022. And remember, start living, stop existing. We love you. We'll see you next week, guys. Bye, E. Bye, DJ FMI.
Take care.